Hey, Open Mic Podcast listeners. Want to share your opinions, give me feedback, or tell me what you're thinking? If you do, send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio that might end up in future episodes of the podcast. They're the latest feature from Anchor, the platform that I use to make this show. Here are some things that I would love to hear from you. What questions do you have for me? What did you think of the episode? What did you think of the topic? Who should I interview next? Make up a theme song. I don't know. Do your best impression of me. I'll see all of your messages and I might add them into a future episode. Anchor makes that part super easy. You can send me a voice message right now from wherever you're at, wherever you're listening. Just tap the link in my show notes and I can't wait to hear from you. Again, thanks for listening to the Open Mic Podcast. Until next time, cheers and be well and enjoy today's episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome into episode 101 of the Open Mic Podcast. That's right, 101. Now, I had mentioned that we weren't going to do an episode until after the holidays, but I wanted to go ahead and put this out there because I feel like it's important to talk about this, to reflect, and to just go over some lessons learned, I guess you could say, of the first 100 episodes. No music today. We're just stripping it down, and since we're just doing like an editorial type thing, I figured it would be better just to do that. So we could save on some time and just talk about lessons learned. So first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who listened to the podcast, who listens, not who used to listen. Well, there might be some of you who used to and don't anymore. But to those who currently do and to those who don't, thank you so much for just supporting the show. It really means a lot, and it's been a fun ride so far, and we obviously have a long way to go. We've just really begun, quite honestly, but I wanted to reflect because oftentimes I get hit up on Instagram or I get an email, and people ask me, you know, what advice do you have for doing a podcast, or are there any lessons learned or anything that you... was there anything that you would do differently or what you've learned or mistakes that you've made? I don't know. The list really goes on and there's a yes to all of those things. So we're going to talk about that. And the first thing that comes to mind is that hard work definitely beats shortcuts. Now, there are some people who feel like that they can shortcut their way to a fairly successful podcast. And I have to be honest with you, that's not the case. Now, initially, I was reaching out to people when I first did this, trying to find out as much information as I could as far as how to book guests, what equipment to use. And I think those types of questions are well and good. I don't think there's any harm in wanting to ask those particular questions. But past that, I think there can be a temptation to want to shortcut the podcast. And when I say shortcut, this is what I mean. You maybe want to try and hit people up for email addresses for guests, or you may say, hey, can you make this introduction for me to this person or that person? And I feel like that when you try and siphon that information out of somebody, it's nothing bad in the sense of you want to just figure out, you know, maybe best practices. But when you're trying to shortcut the hard work that goes into producing the podcast and booking guests, I feel like that's a little unfair. I feel like that you really need to just put in the hard work. Now, there's no harm in asking, hey, do you have any suggestions of where to look? I think that is perfectly okay. But I really feel like that you can't just shortcut it in the sense of, hey, can you connect me with this person or can you connect me with that person? Because if you do that, it really sort of takes away from the fact that you're not putting in the hard work to get the no's or the rejections from people that may not want to talk to you or may ask you, why should I be on your podcast? That sort of thing. And I think that if you don't experience that, you're really missing out. So I just want to be clear. There's no harm in asking for help. We've all done it. I've done it. It's totally okay. But when you try and, I don't like the term abuse the relationship, but if you maybe try and do that, that can be all bad. And you just don't learn what it takes to make the mistakes. So there's that. So hard work definitely pays off shortcutting.
I had somebody ask me, you know, hey, can you refer me to some booking agencies and can you drop my name? And I kind of felt weird about that, to be honest. I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. I was like, I don't really want to name drop because I don't know you. I can tell you the names of some places, but please don't use my name as a reference. So there's that. Okay. I don't want to belabor the point. The second thing is, you have to just go for good enough. And my friend Eric Conley of Unstructured talks about this a lot. Sometimes you just kind of have to go for good enough. You know, there's all kinds of questions. You know, what type of equipment should I use? You know, those questions are cool. You know, how much money is okay to spend on a microphone? There's all of those questions. And, you know, those can be okay questions, but I feel like sometimes we can just get so caught up in not really putting out the effort to do it that we just freeze and we don't actually want to do it, if that question makes any sense, or if that answer makes any sense. So to sum it up, it's okay. You just get the best equipment. You can use your phone. That's okay. Anchor, I use Anchor. That's cool. Podbean is great. There's just a lot of different ways to sort of go through that. And that's another lesson learned. Sometimes you just have to go for good enough. You definitely want to produce good quality, and you definitely want to do the very best that you can. But sometimes you may not be able to get to that point right away, so you just have to produce what you can. And it's often said, you know, go for good enough. The third thing I have learned from this podcast so far in 100 episodes is it's okay to make mistakes. Mistakes are going to happen. You just have to roll with it, and you have to learn from those mistakes, whether it's with booking a guest or producing a specific type of content that you've got coming up on your show. I know for myself, I had a couple guests that I was a little unsure about, but I went ahead and did it because I wanted to take the risk. And that is okay to do that. There's no harm in taking risks, if that makes any sense. You just kind of have to be willing to take the risk and go, okay, it's totally fine. I don't know what's going to happen, but if I believe in my show and I really believe the very best that in what I'm doing, then it's okay. So number one, shortcuts are not good. There's no benefit in shortcutting. Number two, go for good enough. It's totally fine. Know that you're going to make mistakes. Know that you may not be able to get the very best equipment right away. That's totally fine. Go for good enough. Number three, mistakes are okay. And number four, I have to say, this is probably the biggest lesson that I have learned. You have to do this purely for the passion of doing it. And whether money comes into it or not, you have to be okay with the fact that you may not make money for a very long time. You may not get a sponsor for a very long time, and that is totally cool. There is no harm in that. But you have to do it just for the passion of it. You have to do it for the fact that you have to sell to your audience, not to what you might think is interesting all the time. Because sometimes you may book a guest or you may find a topic that's not super interesting to you, but you have to remember that it's going to be super interesting to your audience. Does that make sense? So, and that's totally fine. That's totally fine. You may have a guest that you go, oh man, this is so boring. But you're bringing guests onto your program, of course. I mean, you have to find them someone interesting. But it's okay to know that the fact is that this is, you're doing this for your audience, not necessarily for you. And as you continue to do this and you get numbers and you get downloads and all of that sort of thing, you have to just know that sometimes, you know, it's not about you. Now, you don't want to just book anybody. When I first started, I was willing to just take anybody on the show. And now that I have started to find my voice and to really find out what this show is all about, you know, I'm like, okay, now I know what type of guests I want to go after. And so I go after those particular guests and I still get a lot of no's, and that is totally fine. So just know that, you know, even though you might not find a topic or a guest particularly interesting, say you're in the middle of an interview and you're like, oh my God, this is boring. That's okay, because it's going to probably be interesting to your audience. There's a reason why you picked that guest. So there's that. That's definitely another lesson that I've learned. And finally, you know, one of the biggest lessons that I've learned in all of this is the fact that you have to do this for passion, but you also have to do it because, and you have to understand, there's a lot of work that goes into producing a podcast. And that's the biggest lesson I learned, is it's a grind. And I've joked with some people about this before, but there's a whole workflow that goes into producing. There's editing, there's research. You have to do your research. If you don't do your research, you're going to be regretful and you're going to go like, oh my God, I wish I had done this. And you have to write your questions down. You have to maybe practice a little bit and go, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and just be okay with the fact that there's hard work involved. Now, if you have money and you can hire somebody, awesome. Good job for you. That's freaking awesome. But I feel like you need to learn how to do the work. You need to learn how to edit. You need to learn how to come up with your own unique sound. You have to learn to find your guest. You have to learn to research. And you have to just know that it's a lot of work. And they say, some people say that statistically people don't make it past 13 episodes. And that's probably very true. Some people don't. But if you can make it past 13 and you get to 20, sorry about that, that was a weird sound, and you get to 25, 30, 40, 50, and then you're at 100, and then you hit 100 and you go, wow, this is a lot of fun, and you just keep going and going. So, you know, you have to just find your niche, really, and where you fit in into the entire podcasting world, because there are so many podcasts out there, it's really hard to just kind of go, man, where do I fit into this world? And so those are really the biggest five things that I've learned. I mean, there's so many things that I've learned from doing this, but really those are the ones that stand out. And you know, at the end of the day, you're going to make mistakes. That's really it. You're going to mess up. You're going to probably pick a guest that is difficult. And it's just going to happen. But your biggest focus is your audience. Really, if there was one thing that I could just say that is super important to me, is just your audience is what really matters the most. That's really where you really need to focus more than anything else, is your audience. You know, a topic or a guest that's important to you, obviously, but what are you passionate about, and your audience? You know, I've talked about this before, but as a wine broker, you know, one of the things that we talk about is you sell to the customer's wallet, not yourself, meaning something that might be expensive to you may not be expensive to them, and that's okay. And so I say the same thing, you know, I sell to my audience's wallet, not mine. And with that being said, you know, I hope everybody has a fantastic Thanksgiving. And we'll be back next week with more guests. But I just wanted to reminisce a little bit about those five things. And I hope everyone has a great day. Cheers and be well.